This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back in Golf in the Northwest on this holiday weekend. Hope everybody's been enjoying their holiday festivities. We hope it's included a little golf. And with most of the other tours taking a break this week, we have finally done it. We have caught up. We have been following for the last few months our good friend Alistair Daugherty's quest to make it to the PGA Tour. He had that second place finish in a PGA Tour event a couple of months ago. Last week at the Memorial Health Championships on the Korn Ferry Tour, his best finish of the season, tied for fourth with a great final round, making a little money. Alistair Daugherty, we have caught up with him. Where are you?
Hey, Swag. Thanks for having me on. Off week is being spent at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. I'm out here with a couple buddies and rigs from Barstool. And you guys might know Dan Snowy. He's a Northwest guy.
Yes.
At high school. So we're out here. We're staying in a cottage, taking a couple days, playing some golf. And it's just perfect out here. 75 and sunny. Couldn't have a better day.
Yeah, we're a little jealous of you. It's 100 plus here this weekend. But for this is the first hot weekend. We have had ideal weather here in the Northwest. Congratulations last week. We've seen you held a 36-hole lead a little earlier on the Korn Ferry Tour. You had that tremendous week out in South Carolina that got everybody's attention, finishing second, runner-up, getting in on a sponsor's exemption. You mentioned the Barstool guys. Just how has your season progressed? You missed the cut in three of the first four events. What happened that week in South Carolina, and how has it taken you now to getting you in position to get that tour card?
You know, I was, yeah, you're right. It was a little slow of a start. I actually got pretty sick at the beginning of the year, but it was just prepping for Myrtle, and that was kind of my focus, and everything kind of came together and played well at the right time. I know what I'm capable of, and to showcase it and put it all together in, you know, the biggest moment of my career so far, it was really special.
Well, and how much does it help? You know, people don't understand out there on the Korn Ferry Tour, and unless you finish like in the top 10 at an event, you're not making any, maybe enough money to cover your expenses for the week. So winning a PGA Tour event like that with that big paycheck, how much did that just ease your mind to focus on golf the rest of the way, knowing you got a little money now in the bank?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely took a little bit of weight off the shoulders. It's always been a financial battle with golf for a few years. I've been very fortunate enough the last couple of years to run into the right people at the right time and getting a little bit more support financially, and then to make that check on the PGA Tour, that was very special.
I imagine that just fueled your motivation to dive in even more, knowing that you can hang on the PGA Tour. I don't think people realize, if you haven't seen these tournaments on the Korn Ferry Tour, just how competitive it is, how cutthroat it is. and the fact that it might be harder because the cuts are so hard to make, these courses, you got to go out and you got to make birdies every single round. what has picked up in your game, and what is the last piece you think to finally breaking through, getting that victory?
I reflected a bit on Myrtle Beach and how I was just patient and kind of let everything fall into place and knew that it was just going to happen. And then when I got back out on the Corn Ferry, I was kind of rushing. And like you said, the cuts are so low and everybody has to go so low out there that I was kind of rushing to try and press and make birdies. And it was just backfiring. So the last couple weeks, kind of just hit the reset button and said, you know what? What was working in Myrtle? Well, I was really patient and just let the putts fall when they fell. And that's what I did the last 2 weeks. I finished T16 and T4. So I think there's I'm on to something there.
Yeah, a little momentum building. You've been playing, it seems like, every week for about 3 months. I was surprised. Obviously, you do get a week off. You want to be with friends and get together. You're out there at Erin Hills about ready to play. So are you getting enough of a break, not in the competition mode, but still playing and keeping your game sharp?
There's just no break, really. Even if people do say they take break, the only time you can take a break is when you just leave the clubs at home. And that's just not possible for me. I love the game so much, and to have a special way to come kind of relax and play golf, I'm going to take that every time.
There you go. We're chatting with our good buddy Alistair Dougherty from across the river in Vancouver. He's been out on the Corn Ferry Tour now and building momentum. That gets you up to 61st now, that last finish. But it was about a month ago, I think, you had the 36-hole lead in a Corn Ferry Tour event. What did you learn from that experience, not able to take it through, and how have you applied what you learned there being in the lead to help you now have these finishes the last couple of weeks?
It was the week right after Myrtle. So I just carried the momentum into that 36 holes. And then it just, you know, I just got mentally exhausted. When one thing went wrong, and then I started pressing again. So it's just learning to be as patient as possible and just trusting what you got. Because the birdies will fall, and it'll all add up to something good in the end if you just stay patient.
Where is your game at just right now? What do you know that you can just trust no matter what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I'm still working on everything, but I just trust my ability in all aspects. I think my course management is probably the best part of my game.
And so you'll get a little break. Everything ramps up here. You'll start the schedule for the Corn Ferry Tour. Obviously, it fluctuates quite a bit, but you're going to start being in some more familiar places. Is there one tournament that's coming up that is a place you've had some success? You feel like you can really go after the opportunity to win?
I feel like if you don't believe you can do that every week, you shouldn't be out here. But there are some places that kind of suit my eye a little more than others, and that would probably be the next week that we go out. Colorado is kind of a bomber's course. Ball flies forever. You got to be hitting it long and far. And then the next one would be Chicago. Chicago is kind of the same kind of thing. It's a second shot golf course, but if you hit it further, obviously you have a much shorter second shots into the smaller tucked pins, small greens tucked in. So just kind of getting ready for those and see if we can go get a W.
What part of your game has improved the most within this season? You've always hit it long. We've always known that about you. But what's improved the most for you to start seeing the results that you've had this season?
I think it's the consistency in the short game. I've always, not always, but I've struggled in the past of just the basic chips and even putting myself in the bad spots and just not having the chance to get it up and down. And so everything around the greens has really improved. And obviously the putting is getting better as well. So I think it'll all come together pretty soon.
Alistair Dougherty, our guest here, making his move right now on the Korn Ferry Tour, coming off a tie for fourth. He'll pick it up next week. The Ascendant presented by Blue at TPC Colorado. Really building some consistency. Has your family, I know your family, you got family out here in the Vancouver area. Have they had a chance to come out at some time and be with you on the courses at all, or they wait until you get a little closer to the West Coast?
Well, they came to Myrtle, and then they also came to the RBC Canadian Open. They're actually overseas in Scotland right now, having a little vacation with some friends. But I think they'll be back in a few weeks, and I don't know what the next one they're going to come to. I know they'll for sure be at Boise, but they're the biggest support system, and I love them so much.
No, and they're so proud of you. Everybody out here is as well. We've been following your story. How did you get hooked up with the Barstool guys? I think that's a unique kind of story. They were really back in your corner too, giving you tons of shout outs on social media. How did that relationship start?
It's a little bit of a long story, but to make it short, when I was caddying at Silverleaf a few years ago, there was a new caddy in the barn that kind of ran his mouth and fired up a little game, and it was him and Riggs against me and a friend, and we went out there, and I ended up shooting bogey free 63 on my own ball and took him for a bunch of money, and he was just asking, what's my deal? You know, he's never really seen anybody play this well and had no idea that we were coming up against a pro. He was just told that it was a caddy, so we kept in contact, and once I Mondayed in the following season into Wichita, Riggs reached out and wanted me to rep all of the Barstool gear, and we've have a sponsorship deal in place since then.
Well, that's fantastic, and those are so helpful. I mean, people just assume, you know, at the largest levels, and the Tigers and Scotty Schefflers and Rorys, and but trying to get there, just any help to not have to worry about paying for things on your own while you're trying to get there is so helpful. So are you pretty much it's week in, week out now, the rest of the way for everything that you're entered through, trying to build up those points and get your card?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. There won't be too many times that I'll have the chance to take a week off. If I do, it'll probably be after a win and kind of rest my mental state. Just realizing how much that takes a toll, especially coming off of Myrtle and then going straight to Kansas City. I really, really found that out. So if I get a win, maybe I'll be able to have the luxury of taking a week off. But as of right now, I'll probably play all of them coming in.
Well, yeah, right now 61st in points, and a win would vault you right into, well, you'd be up in the top 10 or close to the top 10 at that point. So It's coming. We can all feel it. We see it week in, week out. Alistair Dougherty, enjoy your time at Erin Hills. We are all jealous and want to get out there and play that sometime. But definitely Boise at the end of August in the Korn Ferry Tour playoffs. But hopefully it happens for you. We are all watching back here in the Portland-Vancouver area and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Swag. Appreciate you.
There you go. Alistair Dougherty taking his week off, keeping things sharp, but looks to get right back in it here. We'll come back with more here on this holiday edition of Golf of the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.